My name is Ana Camarinha, and I'm excited to share my research on a corrosion in titanium copper electrodes for electromyography and muscular rehabilitation. This topic is becoming increasingly relevant as the global population continues to age. For a little bit of background information, according to the World Health Organization, the elderly population is projected to reach 2.1 billion by 2050. Among this demographic, motor disabilities are prevalent. Traditional rehabilitation in healthcare facilities is both costly and time-consuming, leaving over 50% of the 2.4 billion potential patients without access to electrostimulation therapy. Dry electrodes offer a promising solution for extended use on sensitive skin, enabling home-based electromyography monitoring and muscular rehabilitation. However, a significant concern arises regarding the impact of sweat on these electrodes. This study investigates how corrosion affects titanium copper electrodes, aiming to enhance their durability for remote elderly care and rehabilitation in the context of home-based electromyography recordings and muscular rehabilitation. To achieve this, we manufacture flexible dry electrodes with titanium, titanium copper, and copper tin films deposited on polylactic acid bases using DC magnetron sputtering. Subsequently, we exposed these electrodes to artificial sweats to analyze the resulting effects on corrosion. The results revealed distinct corrosion behaviors among the electrodes. The copper electrodes displayed a low passive current density, indicating the presence of a more protective passive film. Furthermore, this electrode experienced rapid film dissolution, making it susceptible to corrosion. Conversely, the titanium copper electrode showed lower tendency to corrosion and high but precise passive current density, forming a homogeneous surface that increases corrosion resistance. Finally, the titanium electrode exhibited a passive current density value that was less precise, allowing the formation of sweat bumps on the surface. In conclusion, different corrosion behaviors are identified among the studied electrodes. Despite its lower passive current density, copper electrodes exhibit a porous corrosion resistance among the tested electrodes due to their faster dissolution. The titanium electrodes exhibited moderate corrosion resistance, but they were less effective in this regard compared to the titanium copper electrodes. The titanium copper electrodes demonstrated superior corrosion resistance due to their more precise passive current density, resulting in a more uniform surface that prevented sweat penetration, a feature lacking in the titanium electrodes. These findings address the growing need for innovative healthcare approaches for the elderly population by enhancing the durability and efficiency of electrodes used in electromyography and muscular rehabilitation, particularly for the aged population. With this, I conclude my presentation. Thank you so much for your attention.